Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to some college football plays later on this hour, 11 a.m. Eastern hour. Paul Charchian, he'll break down the Vikings side of things with Thursday Night Football. Also help you out with fantasy and some of your lineup conundrums. Chuck Esposito will tell us what the book is looking for, NFL and college, coming up this weekend. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, you've got Bet Sweats. All right, the biggest story of the day is a no-doubter. It's about the NBA and has nothing to do with what happened on the court last night. It's about what's going on off the court, and the FBI is involved. If you missed the news, Terry Rozier, Heat guard, was arrested. Chauncey Billups, also, he was coaching a game last night. Now he's under fire. Let's get to some details. There is a press conference that is going on right now. I'm going to throw it to U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella. Take a listen here on Bet Sweats.
To be clear, we're announcing today indictments in two major cases, both involving fraud. One involves sports betting, and the other involves illegal gambling, very specifically rigged poker games. The first indictment involves six defendants who are alleged to have participated in one of the most brazen sports corruption schemes since online sports betting became widely legalized in the United States. This scheme is an insider sports betting conspiracy that exploited confidential information about National Basketball Association athletes and teams. The second indictment involves 31 defendants alleged to have participated in a nationwide scheme to rig illegal poker games. These defendants, which include former professional athletes, used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed. The games in the New York area were backed by the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese crime families of La Cosa Nostra. While the cases are separate, there are three overlapping defendants charged in both cases: Damon Jones, Eric Ernest, and Shane Hennon. The indictments in these cases contain only allegations, and the defendants are presumed innocent until they are proven guilty in a court of law. But my message to the defendants who've been rounded up today is this: your winning streak has ended. Your luck has run out. Violating the law is a losing proposition, and you can bet on that. First, I would like to talk about United States versus Ernest, the NBA basketball gambling case. The defendants in this case are Eric Ernest, Marvez Farley, Shane Hennon, De Niro Laster, Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach, and Terry Rozier, a current NBA player. Other co-conspirators were previously charged for their roles in the scheme, including former NBA player Jontay Porter. Between December 2022 and March 2024, these defendants perpetrated a scheme to defraud by betting on inside, non-public information about NBA athletes and teams. The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier. They also misused information obtained through longstanding friendships that they had with NBA players and coaches. And in at least one instance, they got their information by threatening a current player, Porter, because of his pre-existing gambling debts. Defendants used this non-public information to place hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraudulent bets, mostly in the form of prop bets on individual player performance. The bets were placed through online sports books and also in person at casinos. The defendants relied on a network of straw bettors to place the maximum amount of bets to increase their potential profits. Most of these bets succeeded, and the intended losses were in the millions of dollars. The defendants then laundered their illegal winnings in various ways: peer-to-peer platforms, bank wires, and simple cash exchanges. The indictment details specific examples where the defendants profited from illegal gambling and illegal betting on various NBA games about the performance of players on, among other things, the Charlotte Hornets, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Toronto Rangers. Each defendant in the NBA basketball gambling case has been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Now, I would like to turn to the other case, United States versus Aiello, the rigged poker game case. Beginning as early as 2019, the defendants in this case orchestrated a scheme to use wireless cheating technology to run rigged poker games across the United States, including in the Hamptons, Las Vegas, Miami, and Manhattan. The scheme targeted victims known as, quote, fish, who were often lured to participate in these rigged games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes who were known as, quote, face cards. The so-called face cards included the defendant Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, and also Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach. What the victims, the fish, didn't know is that everybody else at the poker game, from the dealer to the players, including the face cards, were in on the scam. Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars per game. The defendants used a variety of very sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants in exchange for a share of the profits from the scheme. For example, they used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that had been secretly altered in order to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information to an off-site operator. The off-site operator sent the information via cell phone back to a co-conspirator at the table, and that person at the table was known as the quarterback. The quarterback then signaled secretly the information he had received from others to others at the table, and together they used that information in order to win their games and to cheat the victims.
All right, that was the voice of U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella. Joseph ain't playing around. Obviously reading a very long statement there, giving some details, and we'll pass anything more that comes along that we think is worth it. But he was talking about two different cases basically at the same time, going back and forth a little bit. So we don't want to to confuse those. But first, you've got a sports betting case. And this is the one that Terry Rozier is involved in. Also, Damon Jones and Jontay Porter. He mentioned numerous times there and how he was involved, too. And he was a guy that was threatened. They used confidential information of talking to players in the league, find out when they're playing, not playing, when they're going to be sitting out. Will they fake an injury and pull out of games in that? And what amazes me, Sam, on that case was how they were able to get down. Because when we talk about legalized sports betting in this country, the majority of sports books will not let you bet a ton on props. These books promote them, props, this is the next wave. And most of the people that we know, they get locked out or there's only a limited amount of money. And according to the attorney there, Nocella, the U.S. attorney, he said they got millions down in bets, and how creative they were able to be using so many bettors that they were able to get millions down on props. That was amazing to me. Not only have the information, but to use the information, get other people involved in your scheme, and then find a way to get millions down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So you've got the insider information with that sports betting scheme, and then you also have whatever's going on with Chauncey Billups, and he was getting into that a little bit. The rigged illegal poker games, that you've got a table with some fish, and then everybody else is in on it, including the dealer. 31 defendants, he said. 31 defendants in that case, and Damon Jones was also mentioned in that situation. Charlotte, Portland, LA Lakers. He said Toronto Rangers. He meant Toronto Raptors there. But wow, fascinating what is going on. So if they're sharing that, just imagine the real story and everybody that's really involved. We have 6-7 people that were arrested this morning. But there's a lot more involved. When it all comes out in the wash, there's going to be a lot more people in trouble here. As he mentioned, 31 defendants in that specific case involving the illegal rigged poker games. So this is only the beginning, folks. Only the beginning. What's to come moving forward? Not quite sure. I think the almighty dollar, the dollars that they're getting from these legal sports books is going to continue, but does prop betting go away? Maybe. And people have been pointing out this morning that all the focus at the time was on the college athletes because, well, they're the guys not making much money. Well, that situation has changed. Oh, we can't have college prop bets. Oh, you can't, in Illinois, you can't bet on Illinois games because of the college kids. Almost every story that comes out is about the professionals. NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL. It's about the pros. It's not a lot about the college kids. Just saying. The colleges are doing a better job of watching this, and the pros are the ones getting busted. The pros are the ones that have all these schemes mapped out. Just saying. Certainly worth it there. Man. We do have, if you go back a little bit, Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, made an appearance on the Pat McAfee show. And this idea of what I'm talking about was brought up. And Silver went into detail a little bit with it. Do we dial back the prop betting? Is that going to go away? Because, you know, with size and totals, it's hard. You have so many more people involved. And I saw a lot of videos going around this morning about Rozier. And look, it looks like he's intentionally missing here, intentionally missing there, playing an awful ball. Maybe that's the case. But let's take a listen to Adam Silver recently on the Pat McAfee show talking about dialing back the number of options you have when it comes to prop bets.
Here from me, I wish there was federal legislation rather than state by state. I think you got to monitor the amount of promotion, the amount of advertising around it. And also, we've pulled back. You know, it's not completely in our control, but we've asked some of our partners to pull back some of the prop bets, especially when they're on two-way players, guys who don't have the same stake in the competition, where, you know, it's too easy to manipulate something which seems otherwise small and inconsequential to the overall score. Maybe, you know, the couple of rebounds that some player, you know, gets or whatever. So, you know, we're trying to put in place and learning as we go and working with the betting companies some additional controls to prevent sort of some of that manipulation.
I think that's really good defense.
That's Pat McAfee with Adam Silver, the commissioner this week, of course, promoting the start of the new season. He makes an appearance, was making a number of appearances out there, and he was on the Pat McAfee show talking about the prop betting. Maybe. I think that's where we end up going. I think it's funny that a lot of these sports books have been promoting prop betting and same game parlays, and this is the way to go. Why? Because they make money on it. Because people want to do those same game parlays, get those lottery tickets together, and let's promote all the winners. Let's not talk about all the losers. They do it. They all do it. All of them are guilty. And then, well, what if prop betting goes away? Now what? Maybe it does. Maybe that's what's needed. I don't think me and Sam really care all that much. We don't bet a lot of prop bets. There are some people that live in that industry. That's all they talk about. We're more sides and totals people. So, I mean, we'll continue to follow this. We'll pass along any other information. If there's more audio that we think is worth it, we'll make sure to bring that to you here on Bet Sweats. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little college football, some of the games going down this weekend. Also, we haven't gotten to the quarterback injury news that we have across the league. A lot of lines were starting to adjust yesterday. We'll tell you which one's on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.